What I know about you. You have a group chat full of people who do not live your life giving you their opinion on your life. Like, your mom thinks you should wait. Your friend from college thinks you should be more careful. Your coworker thinks you're crazy for even considering it. And your husband's cousin's wife has thoughts too. Somebody you went to high school with commented on your Instagram story with unsolicited advice about a decision they know nothing about. And you collected every single one of these opinions like they were votes, like your own life was a democracy and everyone else gets a ballot. Like the thing you knew in your gut before you ever asked a single person needed to be ratified by a committee of people who are not going to live one second of the consequences either way. Yeah, bitch, you need to hear this today. The amount of people you have asked for permission to live your own life is directly proportional to how far you have drifted away from trusting yourself. And it's going to stop today. Welcome to Listen Bitch Podcast. I am Brandon Lynette. I am the Voice Authority Podcast Coach. Your mess is your message. Your potential is your purpose. Get the fuck over yourself and go build it. Go build it. I watch this shit happen constantly. Someone comes to me with a very clear, obvious, very correct decision. They already know the truth in their gut. Instead of acting on it, they spend weeks polling everybody they've ever met. And by the time they're done polling people, the decision is so muddied with other people's bullshit fear and other people's limitations and other people's projections that they can't even find their own voice in the wreckage anymore. So that is what I'm saying needs to stop today. We are going to talk about why you do this, what it is costing your brain and your nervous system, and what it actually looks like to trust the one voice that matters most, which is yours. Before we go in today, you guys know what I'm going to talk about, right? We're going to talk about Zen Super Patch because making clear decisions from your own knowing instead of this whole crowdsource committee requires cognitive clarity. Zen is a patch that I wear daily because it supports my cognitive balance, my decision making, improved information flow. Your brain, when you wear this, is doing what it was made to do without 40 other voices competing for the microphone. Okay. As always, these are drug-free, ingredient-free, safe for anybody. I could put this on your grandma. I could put this on your baby. Very safe. But this is just vibrotactile technology working directly through your nervous system. You guys know I always keep a link in the show notes. And my squirrel brain is about to put my phone on Do Not Disturb, as should you, because I feel like this episode is going to be important. So why don't we just go not distracted for a little bit, okay? But I want you to think about the last big decision you made. I'm not talking about the easy one, but I'm talking about the real one, like the job or the relationship or the move or the business, like the shit that actually mattered. How many people did you tell before you decided? I'm not asking how many people you told after you decided. That's very different when you're sharing the news. I'm asking how many people you consulted before the decision was made while you're still trying to figure out what to do. And I want you to write that number out in your head right now, or if you could put it on paper, that's fine too. And then I want you to ask yourself the next hard question. How many of those people are actually qualified to have an opinion, to be able to say shit in your life? I'm not saying qualified in general, but qualified on this. Do they know what the fuck you know about your situation? Have they lived inside your marriage or your finances or your body or your calling? Do they understand the fucking texture of what you're carrying, or are they responding from their own weakness, their own fear, their own experience, their own little limited window, their tiny little box into a life that isn't theirs? For being honest, most of the time the answer is no. Most of the time you've assembled this committee of people who love you, sure, but who are answering you from their own history and their own anxieties and their own versions of what they would do if they were you, but they're not. They can't be you. Nobody can. There is only one you, and you were created so specifically with such precision. And here you are handing them a fucking vote anyway. And like you didn't elect this committee, you appointed them out of fear, out of the desire to not be the only one responsible if shit hits the fan, if it goes wrong. And you did this out of the old, deep, very human desire for someone else to carry some of the weight of the decisions with you. We all have gone through that. I understand the wish. I really do. But I'm telling you right now, that shit isn't working for you. It is not working for you, darling. And what's going on underneath the surface, when you have a real decision in front of you, your gut already knows. Like, not your that fully reasoned, the fully justified, explainable knowing. I'm just talking about your gut, that deep instinctive read that arrives like instantly. A lot of the time, it shows up before your conscious mind even finishes processing the situation. And it's not some mystical thing. It's your brain doing like that rapid pattern recognition based on everything you've ever lived. So it's just drawing data on your conscious mind, and it can't even access it quickly enough to explain. Researchers call it intuition. That's the word, intuition. I call it the Holy Spirit working through the wiring he gave you. I guess genuinely both things can be true. Intuition is the Holy Spirit, I suppose. The problem is that gut knowing, it really does arrive without the comfort of certainty. It feels right, but it doesn't come with the guarantee. And we humans, okay, we fucking hate uncertainty so much that we'll trade a correct decision made with discomfort for a worse decision made with the relief of consensus. So instead of sitting with the discomfort of really trusting yourself, you go looking for the outside validation. Not because you actually need information, because we both know you don't. It's because you want someone else's confidence to borrow, since you haven't built your own shit yet. And here's what asking everyone does to your brain over time. Every single time you outsource a decision instead of trusting your own read, you weaken the neural pathway for self-trust and you strengthen the pathway for external dependency. The brain is incredibly efficient. It builds whatever you use most. If the pattern you run every single time is gut feeling over, override with outside opinion, decide based on consensus, that pattern becomes the default. You don't even think about it anymore. Then eventually you just can't even access your own guts, your own intuition. You can't access knowing quickly because the neural habit has become check outside first. Look at everything around me. Make sure everybody vibes with this. Do we have the world's approval? And your nervous system is getting caught up in this every time, you ask for an opinion before you've decided. You're signaling to your own body that your perception is not trustworthy on its own. And that signal repeats enough times, and your nervous system starts treating that uncertainty as something to outsource rather than something to sit with and move through. You become someone who feels anxious making any decision alone. And it's not because you're incapable. You're fully capable. This is because you have trained your body to believe it needs outside confirmation to really feel safe. But as always, when it comes to our brains, everything is reversible. The same mechanism that built the dependency can build the trust because of neuroplasticity. It doesn't care which direction you've been pointing it. It's going to build a self-trust pathway just as readily as it built the polling habit. It just requires the reps in the new direction. Imagine you are the captain of a ship, right? You know the water. You read the currents or whatever they do. You stick your finger in the wind and feel which way it's blowing. You have studied this exact route before. You have a very strong, clear sense of what direction to go. And before you turn the wheel, you call a meeting. You invite the passenger who has never been on a sailboat before. You invite someone standing on the dock who's never been on a boat, period. You invite your cousin who saw a documentary about ships once, and you ask all of them, which direction should I go? Babe, none of them know the water like you do. None of them have your training. None of them have your experience. None of them are going to be the one steering when the storm hits, but you let their opinions outweigh your own reading of the situation because their certainty feels more comforting than your own knowing, which came without a guarantee attached. You are the captain. You've always been the motherfucking captain. The committee on the dock does not know. They don't know how, and they don't get to steer your ship. They can wave, they can wish you well, but they don't ever get a chance to grab the wheel. Because you take it back and you keep your own damn hands on your own damn wheel. Nobody touches your wheel. Am I clear? And yeah, maybe at some point this didn't really start with you. Maybe you're trained into this. Like school trained you to seek the right answer from an authority figure rather than trust your own reasoning. Every test, every assignment, every grade reinforced the idea that there was a correct answer that lived outside of you, held by someone with more authority. And your job is to find it and match it. 12 to 16 years of that builds a very specific neural habit. Look outside yourself for the answer. Do not trust the one that arises from within. Social media, my gosh, they have built an entire economy on your need for outside validation, haven't they? They're going to make sure the whole world approves before you commit to anything. Should I do this? Is this a good idea? What do you all think? You poll your audience before you make a decision. That makes you feel like you have a community, when really it's just a slow erosion of your own authority over your own shit. And we're going to pretend it's connection. It's not. Every poll you post is a small transaction where you just trade a piece of your self-trust for a moment of crowdsourced reassurance. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Family systems often run on unspoken rule because that decisions get made collectively with everyone weighing in because individual autonomy threatens the cohesion of the unit. In some families, making a big decision without consulting everyone first is treated almost like a betrayal. That is not always healthy independence. Sometimes it is control, and we're pretending that it's just us being close. And like, none of these systems are interested in you trusting yourself fully. Think Big Pharma is the biggest one. They're huge about this. I'm a doctor. The minute I went up against vaccines 24 years ago, 24 years ago, up against the machine, I've been fighting against this shit. You're not a doctor. You're not a doctor. I trusted my intuition. I trusted my gut. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. This is not right. But you're not a doctor. And it's the same thing when we're sick. You know your body better. You just know. But because we've outsourced all of our things, we have to have this approval. Everybody needs the label. We can't just look at the very simple things that keep us healthy. Like, do you go outside every day? Do you eat real fucking food? Are you exercising? Are you taking care of your soul? Are you feeding your mind with a bunch of bullshit? Are you angry all the time? Are you working on your nervous system? Are you reading the Bible? All of that stuff fucking matters before we're trying to outsource anybody for a label. None of these systems are interested in you trusting yourself fully. A person who trusts their own gut does not need the institutions, the platforms, or the family systems to validate every move. And that person is a very hard person to manage, harder to predict, and harder to keep small. You were trained to ask first, but now you can train yourself to know first instead. Please, I've made so many decisions that everybody in my life has had opinions about before I've made them. But the cool thing is I never really ask for opinions, but they come anyway, 'cause that's what happens when you're visibly working through something big, okay? People feel entitled to weigh in even when you haven't opened the floor. And to be honest, for a stretch of time, like I can see those opinions kind of sitting in my head and compete with what I already know. It's tempting and it's hard to swim upstream, so I let the noise get loud enough that I start to doubt the thing I was certain about before anybody said a word. And there's time, like I woke up one day, I'm like, oh shit, in this situation, this is seriously happening. I was about to make a call based on what would upset the fewest people in my orbit rather than what I actually fucking believed was right. That's all. I was about to hand the wheel of my own life over to that committee of people who were not going to live with the consequences of the decision. And who, frankly, were not even asked to be on the committees in the first place, but they knew better than me, right? They were my mentors, they were my friends, they were my confidants, they were people I trusted. And this is the thing. What was the truth in my brain? Nobody fucking elected you to this position. And I mean that to every single person whose voice had gotten louder in my own head than my own. And it still happens. I'm still fighting a voice right now to be able to do something with one of my shows that I haven't done yet. And I keep thinking, why am I dragging my feet? Because that fucking voice that's not mine is right there. It's there. I'm still playing small. But other times it's easy. I make the decision the way I fucking knew it before anybody else gave me their opinion. And it's not There's some level of, yeah, I found my voice and I don't give a fuck what people think. I genuinely don't. At the end of the day, I'm in it for Christ, and as long as I can face him and when God questions me, I can say that I deserve to be here because of Jesus, not because of anything I've ever done, but I did make an effort. I get to be proud of that, to make an effort. I care more about my end game than I do about anybody's fucking opinion in this world. There's still a very human part of me who cares what people think. But this is the thing. I finally understand that caring what people think and letting them steer, that those are two very completely different things. And my decision was right. I feel that, and I've gotten the confirmation. I know I'm on the right track. And it's always right when it comes from the place that was already certain before all this bullshit outside noise really came into play. The noise just makes you forget that you were really already certain. You know what the fuck you're doing. One of the ladies on my interview show, she's telling me, this is last week's conversation. She polled 47 different people about a major decision before she made it. 47 people. And she kept a running list because it was so funny to her how many opinions that she collected on a decision that really was ultimately going to be hers to make. She said the most interesting part of the story wasn't the decision itself. It's what she discovered when she finally looked back at the 47 responses. They were almost evenly split. Half the people were like, fuck yeah, do it. And half the people were like, don't fucking do it. There was no consensus, no clear majority. The committee she spent weeks consulting couldn't even agree with itself. The entire time under the all the opinions, her own answer, it didn't change one time. She already knew what she was going to do from the very beginning. She just spent weeks outsourcing the responsibility of deciding, helping someone else's certainty, just hoping that their certainty would help her, save her from her own decision alone. She made the decision she knew she was going to make, and it worked out. And it's not because of those 47 opinions. They didn't even land on the right answer. But it's because her own gut had been right the entire time and she just had wasted a lot of time not trusting it. 47 people, zero consensus, one answer that was there from the start, and it's always going to be yours. And it's crazy to me how many of you guys are really just taking advice from people you wouldn't fucking trade places with. If you look at what you should genuinely like, what is the truth? I know to be true, bitch. I wouldn't trade places with anybody in the world. I know how blessed and loved beyond measure I am. I don't know what other people's demons are, and a lot of people hide that shit. I'm not game for that, okay? But also, I'm not going to take advice from someone who doesn't have the same core values and ethics that I have, who don't have the same work ethic, who don't have the same, spirit or work ethic. Or even the things I desire, like my mentors, there's clear things that I want. Are they collecting a bunch of things or do they have some things, but really you could tell that their whole piece is their family? Those are the people I will take advice from. That's who I would ask questions from. And not for permission, not because I don't trust my own decisions, but if they've been there, done that, help a girl through. That's the whole point, right? You guys know someone who's been polling everybody they know about a decision. Send them this episode. Subscribe, leave a review. It'll take a couple seconds here. There is a story in the Bible about Moses leading the Israelites. And at one point, his father-in-law, Jethro, he comes to visit. He sees Moses sitting from morning until evening, personally settling every single dispute that people bring to him. Like all day, he does this. Every decision running through one bottleneck. And Jethro just tells him straight up that what he's doing isn't good. He says, you're surely going to wear yourself out, both you and these people with you, for the task is too heavy. You cannot do this alone. But this is the part that people miss. Jethro did not tell Moses to start asking the people what to decide. He told him to appoint capable, trustworthy leaders to handle the smaller matters so Moses could focus on bringing the truly significant things before God directly. The structure that Jethro proposed was not about gathering more opinions, okay? It was about protecting the clarity of the one decision that actually mattered the most, the ones only Moses, with his very unique relationship and calling, was equipped to carry to God. The lesson is not Never ask anyone anything. That's not the lesson. The lesson is know which decisions are yours to carry directly and stop handing them to people who were never meant to carry that weight. Moses still had counsel, he still had structure, but he did not let the crowd vote on the things that were specifically his to decide before God. You have decisions that are yours to carry directly, so stop sending them through 47 other people before you bring it to the one place they actually belong, which is your own gut and the God who gave it to you. Brandon, what does trust yourself first actually look like? Because that's a fabulous question, and I know you're actually thinking this. I'll tell you what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean you never talk to anyone. It doesn't mean you become unreachable or arrogant or isolated in your decision making. Wisdom still seeks counsel. The difference is sequence, and the difference is who gets a vote. It's trusting yourself looks like forming your own answer first before you ever open the floor to outside input. Like, just sit with the decision. Let your gut speak completely before any other voice gets the chance to drown it out. Write down what you believe is right before you ask a single other person what they think. Trusting yourself looks like choosing your counsel deliberately instead of accidentally. Not everyone who offers an opinion gets a vote. The people who actually understand your situation, who have proven wisdom, who are not answering from their own fear, those are the rare few worth consulting. Everyone else can keep their shit to themselves, like fuck their opinions, bless and release, move on. Even when they're offering it freely. Okay, there is a silent fuck off. No is a one word answer. Thank you. Thank you so much. No thanks. It looks like noticing the urge to poll and asking yourself honestly, like, what are you looking for? Are you looking for information you genuinely don't have, or are you looking for reassurance to borrow from other people because you haven't built enough for your own? Because those require completely different responses. Trusting yourself looks like making the decision and living with the consequences as the fucking captain of the ship, not as someone who can blame the committee later if it goes wrong. That ownership is uncomfortable. And it also is the only thing that's actually going to build the kind of self-trust that makes the next decision easier than this one. So today I want you to think of that decision currently sitting in front of you that you've been collecting opinions about. Write down what you already believe is right before you ask one more person. Just write it out, get it out of your head and onto paper where you could see it clearly. This week, practice the pause before the poll. The next time you feel the urge to ask someone what they think about a decision that's yours to make, stop for 60 seconds first and ask yourself. If you already know the answer, most of the time, you will find you do. And then you choose your real committee, not the 47 fucking people who happen to be available, the two or three people whose wisdom you actually trust, the ones that have the same morals and values and work ethic, and genuinely they get you. Go to those people for that decision and go to them intentionally after you already own your answer. This is not as a replacement for it, okay? We're called to be better today than yesterday and better tomorrow than today. That's the whole thing. You're never meant to run your life as a democracy where anyone who shows up gets a ballot, okay? You're the motherfucking captain. Say that. I'm the motherfucking captain. I'm the captain now. You know the water better than the people standing on the dock ever will, no matter how confidently they shout directions at you. Their confidence is not the same thing as their qualification. You've been trading your own quiet certainty for their loud mouth uncertainty and calling it wisdom, and that's not. It's bullshit. It's fear dressed up as, like, I know what I'm talking about. No, bitch, you've done shit with your life. We made a deal with God when we chose this life. We knew we would have to make hard calls without guarantees attached. That's called faith, babe. We also knew we could remember who the fuck we are in Him when that moment comes. And that remembering includes trusting the wisdom He already put inside you, not outsourcing it to your group chat. Delete the chat today. Take the wheel back today. Not from everyone who loves you, from the 47 opinions that were never qualified to steer in the first place. I would love it for you guys to come work with me. Listen, I have a brand new website out, brandonlinette.com. You guys have to go check it out. It's super hot. Like, I just got it yesterday. Went through some things. It's so fucking amazing. And I'll also put some links in the show notes where you guys can go check things out. I have a quiz, a podcaster quiz. That'll take you to a free video where if you want to start a podcast, I literally give you the video for free. And then I have this incredible training I did from message to microphone. You guys, that is $47 and it should have been like $4,700. It ended up being almost 3 hours of so much content that you will never run out of ideas for your podcast show ever again. Ever again. We literally craft your message and you're ready for a microphone. First 10 episodes done, lifetime of, well, just look at the content. I've never run out of content in 4 years, over 700 episodes. Bet you will never run out of content. It's amazing. So make sure you guys check the show notes if you want to come work with me. I would love that so much. Better today than yesterday, better tomorrow than today. That's it. You are the captain. Steer the motherfucking ship.